the presence of the King. Father, we are in your presence, Lord, in your presence of the King. Troubles vanish in your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord,
the presence of the King.
There is victory in your presence, Lord,
the presence of the King.
There is favor in your presence, Lord. The presence of the King.
Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Today I'm going to be speaking about the book of Esther. About the principles that attract favor. So I'm not pastor. This is Tokumbo. So just accept me. Take me as I am. All right. I want to believe that we have all read the book of Esther. It's a very interesting book. It's a book full with God's divine favor, which is a book rich in favor. And the book tells us about a Jewish eunuch who married a Persian king and was able to save the people of Israel, the Jews, from destruction. And in the whole book, the God was not mentioned, and it's the only book where God wasn't mentioned in the Bible, but that doesn't mean the hand of God was absent in the in that book. So what is favor? Favor simply means a kind act, a kind act. So number one principle in the book of Esther that attracts favor is humility. Sorry, I'll start by following instructions. Let's read Esther chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Shall we read Esther chapter 1, verse 10 to 12?
On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Milman and all those guys, and the seven chamberlains that serve in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the royal crown, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. Verse 12. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command by the chamberlain. Therefore, the king was very wroth, and his anger burned in him.
So following instructions, I want to talk about, you know, the three things Pastor has been telling us: focus, flexibility, and following instructions. And this kind of confirms, you know, what he's been telling us, following instructions specifically. Queen Vashti refused to listen to the king's instruction. Perhaps it was because of pride. But she was dethroned because she did not listen to instructions. Let's read Esther chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
Esther chapter 2 from verse 1 through 10.
Yes.
After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed against her. Then the king servants ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. And the king appointed officers in all the province of the king of his kingdom, that they might gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan, the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain, keepers of women, and let their things of purification be given unto them. Verse 4, and let the maidens which appease the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the things pleased the king, and it did so. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, son of Shimei, son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captive which had been carried away through Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. He brought up Hadishah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Verse 8, and it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house in the custody of Haggai, the keeper of women. Verse 9, and the maiden pleased him and obtained kindness of him, and speedily gave to her the things for purification, with such things as belonged to her. And seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maidens unto the best place of the house of the women. Verse 10, and Esther did not show her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai has charged her that she will not show it.
Okay, so we're going to pay attention to that verse 10, which says, Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. So Esther followed Mordecai's instruction not to reveal her identity, that she was a Jew, to the king, and she simply followed instruction of Mordecai. Another thing was the eunuch Haggai. Let's read Esther chapter 2, verse 15.
Now, when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go unto the king, she required nothing but that which Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her.
All right, so she followed Haggai's advice. I'm going to expatiate on that Haggai's advice later on. So she simply followed the eunuch's advice. It says, now when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, in another version, it says the eunuch, who is Haggai, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. So she simply followed what the eunuch told her to do, and she obtained favor. Now let's read Esther chapter 4, verse 15 to 17.
Esther 4, 15 to 17. Then Esther bade them to return unto Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, or night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all Esther had commanded him.
Can you flip back to verse 16, Rashid? It says, go gather together all the Jews. That's Esther's command to Mordecai. Esther instructed Mordecai this. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai listened to Esther. He followed Esther's instruction to tell the people of Israel, the Jews, to fast for 3 days. And Mordecai simply did. And later on, we will see what happened to Mordecai. Now, Haman also followed instructions, but he followed the wrong instruction. Let's read Esther chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. Sorry. Esther chapter 5, verse 10 to 14.
Esther 5, 10 to 12. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called his friends, Zeresh and Zeresh's wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitudes of his children and all the things wherein the king has promoted him. And now he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. And Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther the queen did not let no man come to the king unto the banquet which he had prepared, but myself. Tomorrow I am invited also. I invited unto her also with the king. Go on.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am. To 12. Okay. Oh, to 14. Yet all this availeth nothing so long I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged therein. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And these things pleased Haman and caused the gallows to be made.
Thank you. He says, then said Zeresh and his wife and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Haman followed Zeresh his wife and his friends' instructions, but they were the wrong instructions, and it caused his destruction. So we need to be careful of the people we surround ourselves with. We need to be careful of the people we listen to and their advice, because they can influence what we do. So that's just a key point right there. The greatest instruction to follow is God's instruction. We need to search his word and ask him to open our hearts and declare his promises upon our lives, you know. And spend time declaring his promises upon our lives. So that's the greatest instruction we need to follow. So Queen Vashti did not follow instruction. and she was dethroned. Esther followed instruction and caused her to be favored. Mordecai followed instructions and caused him to be favored. The second part is humility. Let's talk about humility. Second principle in the book of Esther that attracts favor, humility. Throughout the book, Esther displayed a lot of humility. She was a humble lady. She was beautiful. And because of this beauty, she didn't let that get into her head. She was simply humble and not arrogant. Let's read Esther chapter 4, verse 10 to 16.
Esther 4:10-16. And again, Esther said unto Hashtash, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai, all the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, that shall come unto the king in a court, whom he had not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such whom the king shall hold the golden scepter that he may live. But I am not, have not been called to come unto the king this 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself as thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall there be enlargement and deliverance arise unto the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Who knows whether thou shalt come to the kingdom as for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return to Mordecai and answer, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens shall fast likewise, and I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish.
Thank you. Another point is Esther used her position to save her king, to save her people, the Jews. When the king made a decree to destroy the Jews, and Mordecai sought Esther's favor, but she simply used her position as the queen to save the people of the Jews. Can you read that last verse again? Verse 16, I think. Okay. It says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. And neither, no, not that.
Verse 17.
Where it says, if I perish, okay, yeah, it's the right one, sorry. It says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So she was humble too, in the sense that she did not say, oh, because I was the queen, I'm this, you know, I'm high up there, I'm just going to walk into the king's house, into the king's palace, and tell the king to, you know, cut off Haman's head and, you know, destroy Haman. But she was humble. She used her position to save the Jews. So when you are humble, you'll be able to think clearly and make good decisions. So this is a key point here, to be humble, so we can, you know, think clearly and make good decisions. Also, Esther displayed humility whenever she make a request or she has a request to make. She always display humility. She would say, if I find favor before you, before the king, do this for me. If you are pleased with me, do this for me. There is a difference between give it to me and please can I have it. So choose your words carefully. Humility in the sense of, you know, choosing words carefully. So anger and pride will lead to you making a hasty decision. Anger and pride will lead to you making a hasty decision. Let's read Esther chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
Esther chapter 3, from verse 5 to 6. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, and did not reverence, and did him, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for he had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Assyrius, even the people of Mordecai.
So Haman was a very arrogant man. He wasn't humble at all. He was full of pride, full of anger. And it happened that he was promoted in the king's palace to become the head of the princes and, you know, head of the king's servants and the officials. And then he went to the, you know, the servants were bowing down to him because, you know, he has been promoted. And Mordecai, which he saw at the gate, did not bow down before him because Mordecai was a Jew. And the Jews are only, you know, they only bow down to God. They don't bow down to men. So Haman was furious and he sought to destroy Mordecai and his people. So wherever God has placed you, whatever position you find yourself, use it to help others. Don't use it to destroy people. Use it to uplift people. Use your position to help people just like Esther did. And don't use it to oppress like Haman. He made a hasty decision, perhaps because of his anger and pride, but you know, it seems obvious. So again, anger and pride will lead to you making a hasty decision, and use your position to help people as Esther and not to oppress like Haman. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Matthew 23:12 says, for those that exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. I hope you have learned today about two of the principles in the book of Esther that attracts favor, humility, and by following instructions. We'll continue next week about being at the right place at the right time, about giving to the needy, you know, being a giver, helping people, and all that. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for Tokumbo.